You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, what is driving the shift away from livestock to pine plantations?
So there are two main forces that are driving that transition. One is economic challenges facing the sheep and beef sector. So wool prices have been low for a while. Meat prices aren't so good. And so for some properties, you can make more money doing forestry than you can doing red meat. The second thing that's going on is the ETS, the emissions trading scheme, is providing money to forestry for the carbon that forests sequester. And that's providing an extra premium, which is helping to fund that transition from red meat into forestry.
Why does this raise significant concerns for those in rural communities?
The transition to forestry can be problematic for rural communities because it changes the land use, but it also changes who's living there. So sheep and beef farms tend to be family farms with year-round employment and a stream of income that you get at least annually. Forestry, on the other hand, doesn't support family farms or family-owned properties. The employment tends to be in the larger centers. So what happens is the forestry gangs are living in the larger centers and they go out to the different properties to do the planting or the other work. And the stream of income is quite lumpy. So the carbon income tends to be a bit more often, but the forestry income happens every, say, 25 or 30 years, depending on the rotation. So you don't have that same flow of income coming to the communities. So the big things are employment, loss of families, and a change in the income stream.
Is livestock farming more harmful to the environment than forestry?
The question of whether livestock is more harmful than forestry is a very important one. And the research that this modeling is based on shows that sheep and beef puts more E. coli into the waterways and more nitrogen into the waterways. And I should say that I'm not a water quality scientist. I'm an economist and a modeler. So when we do this modeling, we're basing it on science that other people have done. There are discussions about the impact of sediment. Forest tends to put a big pulse of sediment into rivers during harvesting. And the impacts of that are discussed in the literature about how harmful it is. Obviously, a big pulse of sediment is a problem when it happened. But then you have these long periods of time when sediment isn't going into the streams. And then the phosphorus is complex. Overall, sheep and beef has more impact on waterways across the four water contaminants than forestry. That, however, is something that varies over time and over space.
So is then the move away from livestock to pine environmentally significant, and how so?
It is significant because if we're trying to improve water quality, pines can do that for us, particularly in specific places. So if we want to reduce the water quality impacts from sheep and beef, then planting trees is one of the mitigations that we can have. When you put that water quality policy alongside the other drivers, alongside the economic drivers and the climate change ETS drivers, those three things together can create very large land use change. In the modeling that we are discussing in this white paper, some catchments can see up to, let's say, 80% or more change out of sheep and beef into pine forestry. That's a massive land use change that has impacts on rural communities and on the landscapes. So that means that everybody, whether you live in rural areas or not, will be affected by that change. When you drive through these landscapes, they will look different. When you rent an Airbnb in some small rural community, you might find that the pub is closed down because there isn't a population to support it. So these three drivers that we've been talking about could create a lot of change in rural New Zealand.
What policies should be implemented to help both livestock farming and the forestry industry?
In our white paper, we offered several different recommendations, and a few of those are around policy. The first thing is that we see several policies going on that are interacting with each other. And so there's an opportunity for government to take a whole-of-government approach and think about how different policies reinforce each other. The water quality policies and the carbon policy seem to be pushing land use out of red meat into forestry, and it's that reinforcing impact that's creating the potential for large land use change. So first, government should think about these reinforcing effects of multiple policies. There's also some things that are not being done. So for example, there are biodiversity impacts from having sheep and beef and from having native forestry. And the benefits that you see from having greater biodiversity aren't being supported by policy as much as carbon forestry is being supported. So we have a policy that provides pine forests with extra income because of the carbon impacts, but we are not providing sheep and beef land for native forest with extra income because they support biodiversity. So that's one place where we'd like to see more work done.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.